Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, Pope Francis made some startling statements about the immortal soul and hell, statements which were quite met with astonishment and even anger by mainstream media outlets and also by many Catholics and Protestants alike. The English paper The Guardian wrote on March 30, "The Vatican has scrambled to clarify comments made by Pope Francis to a well-known Italian atheist journalist that appeared to deny the existence of hell. During the meeting, the Pope was asked where bad souls go, to which he was quoted as responding, 'They are not punished. Those who repent obtain God's forgiveness, but those who do not repent and cannot be forgiven disappear. A hell does not exist. The disappearance of sinning souls exists.'" The article goes on to say that Pope Benedict XVI said in 2007 that hell really exists and is eternal, even if nobody talks about it much anymore, while in 1999 Pope John Paul II announced that hell was the ultimate consequence of sin itself rather than a place. Hell indicates the state of separation from God. Now, to be accurate, the article of The Guardian misquotes Pope Benedict XVI, because it was reported in the English press that subsequently he also denied hell, said clearly in a sermon that there was no hell. Now, the Vatican at that time chose to be quiet and silent on the issue. And even Pope Francis has clearly declared in November of 2016 that hell, or eternal damnation, was not a torture chamber, and he went on to say that the lake of fire in Revelation 20 describes the second death. However, then he continued to give a unique interpretation of what that meant. CNS wrote on March 29 that the teaching of the Church, the Catholic Church, affirms the existence of hell and its eternity. Immediately after death, the souls of those who die in a state of mortal sin descend into hell, where they suffer the punishments of hell, eternal fire. As for the human soul, the Catholic Church teaches that it is eternal and immortal. Now, the reaction, as I indicated at the beginning of this program, the reaction was met with furor, and it was like a very angry reaction in many cases in the mainstream media. One theologian was quoted saying that we have to have a belief in hell because it is the incentive for people to live righteously. So the promise to go to heaven when you die apparently isn't enough. You have to have the fear of hell to help you to be righteous. LifeSite News wrote on April 4 that mainstream media was in furor last week over these alleged comments by Pope Francis. The story was highlighted in the United States by the Drudge Report. It linked to a March 29 article by a theologian who called Francis' alleged remarks, quote, a denial of the 2,000-year-old teaching of the Catholic Church about the reality of hell and the eternal existence of the soul. The New York Times even went further, saying that the Vatican had responded with an assertion that Pope Francis does indeed believe in hell. Now, I have never read that anywhere. The Vatican has been trying to explain or clarify the comments, but not going that far as the New York Times has quoted the Vatican of saying. It also goes on to say that conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh said that it was easy to see with this pope that the left is even corrupting the Catholic Church. Now, how in the world is the left corrupting the pope if the pope doesn't believe in hell? That makes no sense at all. But the question is, if Pope Francis is correct with his assertion that the soul of the wicked just fades away, how then can the soul of the righteous go to heaven right after death and live forever? Now, either the soul is immortal or it is not. If it's not, then the soul of the righteous can't go to heaven either when the righteous dies. You see, my friends, there is so much confusion. And if you listen to theologians and experts and priests and pastors and TV evangelists and archbishops and even popes, you might be more confused than ever after you listen to them because they don't agree. They don't agree insofar as what is going to happen after death. But more importantly, they don't agree with the Bible. Because the Bible tells you very clearly some of the things which is being taught wrongly in traditional Christianity. For instance, the Bible does tell you that the soul is not immortal. The Bible does tell you that when you die, you are dead. And the Bible does talk about resurrection, something which wasn't even mentioned in all of those discussions. And it's not just about one resurrection, which many people might have heard about but don't quite really believe in, because if you're already in heaven, why do you have to be resurrected later on from the dead? But the Bible talks about several resurrections. The book of Revelation makes this very clear. Chapter 20 talks about three resurrections, one of which has to do with the fate of the wicked. Their souls die because that's what the people are, but God will resurrect them back to life, and that is how the fate of the wicked can be explained, because there is a lake of fire. But this lake of fire is not immortal. But there is punishment, but that punishment is not immortal or eternal. And that's where the confusion comes in. You can only understand the Bible and all these different aspects if you put all the scriptures together, and they only fit together in one way. In order to help you to really understand, if you want to know the truth and not any longer being confused, we have prepared three booklets which show you from the pages of the Bible what the truth is. One is, do we have an immortal soul? Do we have an immortal soul? The second is that in the Bible, the mysteries of the book of Revelation, because that commentary actually tells you a lot about what the book of Revelation teaches. Most people have no clue as to what actually is being taught in that very important but so misunderstood book. And then finally, punishment for our sins. Yes, there is punishment. If we sin, we will be punished. But it is different than what most people believe. There is no eternal hellfire. That is something very clearly expressed in Scripture. But there is punishment, and the wicked will be punished, and we should not forget that aspect either. So in order to help you to understand this vitally important subject, perhaps the most important subject you can ever study into, please request those three booklets. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.